Very good morning to all of you. Can you hear me? I tell you that I feel I'm back home. This place is like my home. Okay? I feel very welcome. I recognize a lot of faces. Some of you all have grown up, you know. Some have become married. Some even have children. I met Pastor Ephraim this morning. He told me, hey, Pastor Billy, I'm a grandfather already. He has already overtaken me. I like the worship team. They have got a nice song to play. And after they sing the song, we will use it as an altar call after that again. But I will explain the song, why it means so much to me. Come. I know a man who can. Just listen to the lyrics.
I can take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sincere and wash it white as snow. But I know a man who can.
Yes, that's Jesus.
Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men. But I call him my dearest friend. If you think that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, but I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the water or calm the raging sea, but I know a man who can.
Yes,
I can cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk again, but you and your life is out of hand. I know a man who can. But I know a man who can.
But
I know a man who can.
Amen. I know a man who can. You know, it was 1986, more than about 36 years ago. I was in deep trouble. I remember the time when I came out from the big gate. You know, I was in prison. I came out 18 years addicted to heroin. You know, I just couldn't give up. I've tried many methods, you know, to the drug rehab center. I tried taking opium to help me to give up. This and that, I went to France to give up. I couldn't. When I was in London, I couldn't give up till I come back home to Malaysia. I just don't know what to do. And a friend of mine came and visited me in my house that night. When I came out from prison, I was still very, very addicted to heroin because I was selling heroin in prison. So you know how naughty this man is. And then he told me, Billy, he said, you can give up. And I look at him and I said, you got to be kidding. You cannot give up after 18 years of addiction. I said, I'll smoke until I die. You know, he said, Ken. He said, and he told me, I know somebody can help you. I looked at him, I said, who else in this world can help me? And he said this, I know a man who can. I know a man who can. Some call him Jesus. You know, the Redeemer of man, but I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. Oh, there was a time when I asked Jesus. I said, Jesus, I said, if you are real, please help me. If you can help me, I'll believe in you. I'll do anything if you can help me. I even told Jesus that I'll give you my whole life. If only you can help me, I'll give my whole life, I'll surrender my whole life to you. That is 36 years ago. And God has been faithful. Immediately, you know, I was delivered from the bondage of drugs. Immediately. And now I'm here to tell you, I cannot help you, but I know a man who can. Amen. You see, good news in the midst of bad news. I tell you is that the whole world is facing the same bad news. We are so caught up with the pandemic. You agree with me? You know, when you say COVID-19, everybody, whoa. You know, they are all so frightened. We are all so frightened that this deadly virus may kill you. You agree with me? Who is not afraid of COVID? You put up your hands. Oh, you know, that is a virus. They are so afraid that when they contact it, they will die. Or they will spread it to other people. You know, we are so focused on COVID-19. But let me tell you, there's a greater virus in this world that we are facing every day, and we are not aware of it, or we couldn't be bothered with it. What is that virus? It is the virus of sin. You know, the Bible tells us that all men have fallen short from the glory of God. we are separated from God, that is a greater problem because nobody can escape from it. You know, if COVID-19, okay, like Pastor Tony, he quarantined himself in the room, you know, so that he will not spread it to other people. But when the wages of sin, this sinful nature, nobody can escape from it. Where you are quarantined, which country you are from, it doesn't matter, because if you have sin in your life, you are separated from God. You know, and it is not one jab or two jab. You know, they always ask me in Malaysia, they say, hey, what vaccine do you take? What vaccine do you take? Do you take the one from China or you take the one from America? But when they ask me, you know, I say that I take from A to Z. Isn't it? There's a A to Z. I say, all the viruses A to Z also cover. But it doesn't cover the wages of sin, the sinful nature. And that answer is, how can we escape the virus of sin? Is God. You know, during the COVID, is that a very close friend of mine, he had to go for an emergency operation of his heart in the National Hospital. He's a pastor friend of mine. This is what I like. People is aware what is happening to me.
You know.
And then he needs special food. COVID, everything is quarantined. You can't travel much. He's a pastor friend and he had a heart operation. And I contacted the wife. I said, I will bring porridge to him. I have got problem with my legs. I said, I'll bring porridge for him. But I can't go up to the hospital, you know. I can't go up to the hospital. Bad news. Cannot go up. Even I bring the porridge to the hospital, I got to park very far away. And me, with my weak legs, I got to limp and bring the porridge to the security guard. Give it to the security guard. And I said, this room, this patient, I just leave it there and I go back. And I asked God, I said, why is it so troublesome? You know, but on the second day, when I was delivering the porridge, I was walking and I saw a man. He was walking from the hospital to his car park away, and I saw him with a limp. He had the same problem like mine. He was walking. So I went to him and I asked, young man, I said, what is wrong with you? You know, he said, uncle, I'm having problem with my legs. So we can't stand very near each other. And I was shouting to him. He was standing about here. And I was like here. So I was talking to him. I said, I got the same problem. You know, and we talk. You know, and I was thinking. You know, I was thinking, how am I going to share the good news with him so far away? But little do you realize is that because I'm talking so loud, people that are walking to the car park, they hear, you know. And I talk, and very simple, less than 15 minutes, you know, this young Indian man, you know, he gave his life to Christ. Good news in the midst of bad news. Because nothing can stop the good news from spreading. Don't you ever think that because of the pandemic, everything is affected, your ministry is affected, you know, everything is affected. No, as long as you focus your eyes upon Jesus. Many a times, like this story about Jesus calming the storm, Jesus walking on the water. You remember the disciples were on the boat in the book of Matthew? You know? And Jesus was sleeping on the boat, and when there came a storm. And the disciples were very, very frightened. Why were they frightened? Because they looked at the circumstances, the waves were going very high. You know? And they were afraid that it will sink. But they fail to recognize one thing. What is the thing that they fail to recognize is that they fail to recognize that Jesus is in the boat. Jesus, to them, say, hey, Jesus is sleeping. But the Bible tells us that God is all-knowing. God doesn't have an off day that He is not bothered about you. He may seem that He is sleeping. Sometimes in our walk with Christ, we find that we ask ourselves, hey, don't know whether God is involved or not. You agree with me? But please bear in mind, Jesus is in the same boat together with you. And Jesus has got to wake up, you know, just to prove to the disciple, and He calmed the storm. Just imagine. We have got to recognize the God that we believe in, or the God that is we can believe in. Imagine a God that can calm a storm. You know, when I opened my restaurant, we had a tent, something like that also. You know? But it was secondhand, and the thing was leaking. And tomorrow is our open day. We are opening for tomorrow. And my partner came and told me, you know, he said, we got to buy a long hose because we want to spray onto the roof to see whether there's any leakage or not. And I told my partner, I said, I'm a Christian. I said, no, we practice differently. He looked at me, he said, how you practice? I said, we pray, ask God to send the rain, Lord. You know, to see whether there's leaking or not. I'm taking a risk. You know, not because if I say I'm a Christian and we do it differently, and what if it doesn't come true? You know, it's a shame, isn't it? He said, how? I say we pray and ask God send the rain. And he asked me, can? I said, I don't know, can or not. I say we try. So I walk outside to the road, facing the shop. I said, Father, this is your business. You know, not I believe in you. Please send the rain so that we know where are the leakage that we can repair. And we walk back into the shop. And as we walk back into the shop, I heard the noise like what you are hearing now. Very heavy rain. So from this side, we know where the leakage. And so we mark all the leaking point. And now we got a bigger problem. You know why? Because it is raining now, they cannot go up and repair the roof. Isn't it? Then he said, "Uyo, now how to go up and repair?" I said, well, if God can send the rain, He can stop the rain. Isn't it? Amen. Many times we find it difficult, you know. We think that it doesn't work this way. But the Bible tells us His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The only thing we do is that we trust Him completely. You know, it's better to be a fool for Jesus than to be a hero for the devil. You know what I mean? It's okay. So we went, I prayed, no. I said, God, I said, you send the rain. But now we cannot repair the roof. You please stop the rain. You know, it takes less than 3 seconds. So, the rain stopped. And today, my partner's wife is a Christian. Just because of that rain. So many times that we have got to understand, God allows certain things in your life so that His name can be glorified. You know, don't, when you face problem, don't think that God is not with you. God is always with you. I'm sure you heard many times that, you know, preachers have been saying that, you know, a man was walking and he showed two sets of footsteps. One was his footstep, and then the other one was God walking side to side. And then when he recalled that when he was really in a difficult time of his life,
He only see one set of footprint. So he turned to God and said, God, how come when I'm facing so much of problem and I don't know what to do with my life, you promised me that you will always be with me. How come there is one set of footprint? He said, God, where were you when I needed you? And with tears in God's eye, God looked at him and he said, you were not walking, my son. You were too weak to walk. This is my footstep, and I was carrying you on my shoulder. You didn't walk. God carried him on the shoulder. Many times we look at things and we find that it cannot be true. But I tell you, God is always with you. And as long as you turn your eyes upon Him, as long as you invite yourself into, you know, allow Him to come into your heart, this is the first step that you will experience abundant life. You know, I want to tell you something that happened on Thursday night when Andrew and I was going to the airport. You know, we were got a lot of things to settle in the airport, and we took a Grab. You all have Grab here, isn't it? I took a Grab. The moment we entered the Grab, I sat down. Then I had a very heavy burden for the Grab driver, an Indian man. So we started talking to him, you know. That's why it's very dangerous. They always say, you know, it's very dangerous when the evangelist opens his mouth. He will give you the good news in the midst of bad news. So I was talking to him. I said, hey, brother, you are working full-time or part-time as a Grab. Then I said, you don't mind if I ask you, he tells me he's a Hindu, he's not a Christian and things like that. But all the way from, since we started the journey, all the way to the airport, you know, I never let him rest. I was sitting behind, looking at him, you know, and in my heart I was praying already. I say, God, I claim these souls in Jesus' name. At the same time, I was talking to him. But praise the Lord. When we reached the airport, when we took our bag down from the car, he said a prayer with me and he allowed me to pray for him. Good news in the midst of bad news. So, what sort of bad news are you facing now? That you think that God cannot solve? Huh? You all think that God cannot solve your problem? Or you find it difficult to put your trust in Him? Many times, you know, I face it. I face it in Philippines. This is not the first time I was in Philippines. I was here 36 years ago, I think. You know, when Pastor Carlos is a young fella, Mike is not born yet. I think Mike was not born, you know, when I came. You know. And you see, he's married already. And I've seen that many times, even in Malaysia, it's the same. They always tell us when we share the good news with them, some will tell us, hey, I'm a Taoist, I'm a Buddhist, I'm born in a Buddhist family, and I'm going to die a Buddhist. The Hindu will tell you, hey, I'm a Hindu. You know, I'm born in a Hindu family, I'm going to die as a Hindu. And it's difficult also. When I talk to people, you know what they tell me? You say, I'm a Catholic. I think there are a lot of Catholics in Philippines, isn't it? You know, they say, I'm a Catholic. I said, what? He said, I'm a Catholic. He said, you are Christians, but I'm a Catholic. I said, does it make a difference or not? So I asked them this question. I say, when you are very sick and when you need help and you go to a very good hospital to see the doctor and the doctor is there to help you, but then they say, no, I don't want to see the doctor. I want to see the doctor's mother. You know what I'm trying to say? Jesus is available for us. Why can't we go direct That's what this Hindu man told me in the Grab, you know. He said that, oh, now we can go straight to God. I said, that is true. So don't let tradition, don't let ritual hinder us, but we come back into the God, into the gospel. You know, for God, I think all Christians, even the Catholic, know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You all know this verse or not? And those that know the verse, put up your hand. Or you have heard before this verse. What does this word explain? You say, for God, he is trying to tell us that there is a God. There is a God in. And who is this God? Yes, they say, oh, I know that's God. But who is this God? It is explained in the same verse. For God so loved. You are talking about a God that loved. A God full of love. You may, the next question you may ask is that, so what? You know? So what? This God, he loves us. So what? Who does it love? But the next three words say, for God so loved the world. God so loved the world means he loves you, loves me, loves you all on this side, whether you are old or whether you are young, you know not, or whether you are naughty or whether you are full of sin. He doesn't care, because the verse tells us, for God so loved the world. Nobody escaped from his love. It's whether you want to accept that love or not. So he said, oh, God loves me. Then what did he do? What did he do? Okay, I agree with you, this God loves, but what did he do? What did he show that he loves me? What did he do to prove his love? For God so loved the world that he gave. A God who loves you and he gave you something. Human being is such, if you know, a boy and a girl, the you know, the boy say, I love you, darling. You know, the girl say, you prove your love lah. You say you love, you never prove it, isn't it? Or the boy, the girl tell the boy, oh, I love you, dear. Yes, sir. Prove it lah, prove it lah. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave. The first sign to show that he loved us is that he gave. What did he give? So what? Yes, he gave. Yes, you say God gave. But what did he give? You know, you cannot give a girl dress to a boy. Boy cannot wear a girl dress. Eh? Or you cannot give a boy uniform to a girl, because a girl cannot wear a boy uniform. But this God gave us a gift that is suitable for everybody. It's like, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Son is suitable for you. The Son is suitable for you all in the middle. And it's available for you all. Suitable for all of you. All kind of human being. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. So what? Oh, some of us are like that. No, say, so what? What for he gave me his Son? Oh, we have the answer in the same words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That, well, for what? For what? He said, the only Son that whoever believed in him. Why did he give his Son? So that we can believe in his Son. Because the Bible tells us all have sinned and fall short from the glory of God. I remember 33 years ago When I was in one of the complex in Iloilo, there were three Filipino girls. They were college students. They were sitting behind me, you know, at Jollibee. They were eating, and I was eating on my own, you know. I was waiting for Pastor Tony, and so I was having a meal, three girls. And I was listening to what these three young girls were talking. You know what the girls told me? I told their friends. He said, when I die, I want to go to hell. When they say they want to go to hell, my ears open bigger and I'm listening. Why? What is so attractive? But then she said, no. Oh, when we go to hell, got a lot of dancing. You know, then another girl said, yeah, we can have barbecue there. We can have party there. Oh, boy. I turned and I talked to them. I said, young lady, when you die, you say you want to go to hell? Huh? They look at me, you know. Maybe they were just joking among themselves. I said, yes. I said, in hell, there will be a lot of dancing, you know. I agree with you. They look at me. I say, you are dancing not because of the music. Eh? I say, because of the fire too hot, you cannot stand still, so you'll be dancing like that. They look at me. Then I say, also got a lot of barbecue. I say, but you are not doing the barbecue. I say, no, you are the one that being barbecued on the fire. I think. They started crying. You know, they were very surprised that somebody is telling them what is the true picture of heaven and hell. And these three girls accepted Jesus right in Jollibee when they found out that there is a way to heaven through Jesus. That's why it's John 3:16 say that whoever believe in him, why must we believe in him? So that we will not perish but have everlasting life. Now you all, each and every one of you, listen carefully, each and every one of you have got the good news with you. You agree with me? You agree with me? Either the sound system is down or my ear is having problems. You agree with me or not? That's it. So, can you be a vessel for this good news in the midst of bad news? You all are the one, the vessel for the good news, the bearer of the good news, so that you can share it to people in the midst of the bad news. We carry that burden with us. It's our responsibility, isn't it? Let's say suddenly you go to SM, you know, and then people say, free. What is the first thing you do? Something is free. I tell you, I know what you all will do. First of all, you take out your handphone. You call your best friend, isn't it? Hey, you come lah. You come to SM now. There, today they give free. Everything is free. This is the good news, isn't it? But you have the real good news. But you all dare not tell it to your friends. Because you are afraid that your friends will get angry with you. Or your friends will stay away from you. You say, oh, this is too godly. It's better to be a godly person. You know that? Yes. In Malaysia, they call me Jesus. You know, at first when I was a new Christian, I was very, very angry. You know, I was angry with people. How come they all insult? They call me my nickname Jesus, you know. Then my pastor told me, hey, Billy, you want them to call you Jesus or they want to call you Satan? I said, okay, call Jesus in a moment. Isn't it? It is a privilege to be saved. When he is around, he always talks about Jesus. But before you all can bear the good news and tell people about Jesus, you know, it's important that you know Jesus yourself. That is very, very important. Or not, You know, I use this example. How many of you know giving birth is very painful? Show me your hands. Hey, the man, please put down your hand. Okay, put down your hands. Right or wrong? Pastor Carlos put up his hand. Now I want to ask Pastor Carlos how many times you give birth before. Isn't it? We men will say, yes, we know. Because we heard it from our wives, or we heard it, you know, from our friends. Oh, yo, I give birth of any pain. You're not. But the man will never really know what is the pain like, because men cannot give birth, man. Right or wrong? And then those ladies that have never given birth before, they also don't know the pain of childbirth. You agree with me? And it's same like Jesus and God. You can tell people so much about Jesus. You can tell so much about God. You know, and they know God only through the ear. Because God, you got to experience it yourself. Just like childbirth. So that you will understand it more. And you can only have a relationship with God if you ask Jesus to come into your heart. You got to tell Jesus. You got to face facts. What is that we got to face? We got to accept the fact that we were sinners. And we need Jesus to come into our heart and wash us of all our sins. That is the first step. Asking Jesus to come into our heart. Giving our lives to Him. And believing that Jesus will change our whole life. I never expect Jesus to change my whole life. You know, I only expect, okay, lah, God, help me to give up my drug habit. Lah. Oh, I'm really satisfied. Oh. Really? Because I don't want a life that in the morning when you wake up, you open your eyes, you think about smoking already. Then after smoking already, the next worry is that where to get money and buy some more to smoke. You know, I said, oh, if I'm no more a drug addict, I'll be happy. I'll be satisfied already. But He gave me more than I asked. He changed my whole life. Until the people at my village, you know, they never expect me to be like that. Really. And I'm, what I am today, I'm really thankful. You know, and whatever problem you are facing today, I cannot change you. The building cannot change you. But I know a man who can. Some call Him Jesus, the Redeemer of men. But I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. Yes. When you think that no one understands you, and nobody can help you, but you turn your eyes to Jesus, He can be your best friend. And today I want to ask this question. Is everybody bow their heads and close their eyes?
Mga bay ako sa tanan nga magpiyong sa inyong mata kag duko nato nato nga ulo kag mamangkot ako sa inyo sini.
Today is time and opportunity for you to meet my friend.
Kay subong ang tion kag adlaw nga makilala ninyo ang akon nga abyan.
Yes, the musician played this song.
Samtang ang mga musikero magatukar sa sining ambahanon.
God is speaking to each and every one of us here today.
Nga ang Dios nagapakighambal sa tagsa-tagsa sa akon subong.
I'm a walking testimony for God.
Kay ako isa ka buhi nga testimonya para sa Dios.
For 36 years, He is still my best friend.
36 anyos na siya gyapon ang akon nga suod nga abyan.
Yes, he is the redeemer of men.
Oo, siya ang manluluwas ang tao.
I know there's a lot of us going through difficult time today.
Balaan akon nga madamo sa aton ang nagaagi subong sa mabudlay nga tion.
But today we have got good news with us.
Apang subong may ara kita nga maayo nga balita.
How many of you?
Sino sa inyo?
Want to give yourself this chance?
Gusto nga hatagan ninyo ang inyo kagalingon sang tsansa.
Nobody can help you.
Kay wala sang may makabulig sa imo.
Nobody can force you in fact.
Kag wala gani sang may makapilit sa imo.
We can only tell you.
Makahambal lang kami sa inyo, makasugid lang.
You know that there is this man called Jesus.
Na may-ari ining tao nga ngalan niya si Jesus.
As we keep quiet, rather musicians are singing the song.
I can take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who take a soul that's sincere and wash it white as snow.
Today.
Gani kung sino man sa inyo sa sining nga adlaw.
That you want Jesus to help you.
Nga gusto kamo nga buligan ni Jesus.
You want Jesus to do something in your life.
Gusto nimo nga mahimuon si Jesus sa imo kabuhi.
And you are saying, Pastor.
Kagasiling ka, Pastor.
Thank you for letting me know about Jesus.
Salamat sa pagpahibalo sa ako na hanungod kay Jesus.
And you want Jesus into your life.
Kagusto nimo si Jesus sa imo kabuhi.
I encourage you, as nobody is looking at you.
Hinahangkat ko mo, wala sa may magtulog sa palibot.
We want to remember you in prayer. Just please stand up or put up your hand.
Kay pangamuyoan ka mo namon, palihog, tindog. Gusto ni mo si Jesus sa imong kabuhi. Kinanglan mo bulig ni Jesus.
Just,
bayaw mo kamot ka magtindog.
Just stand up. We will pray
lang
for you.
Yes, tindog lang.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, sister.
Yes, ang
you put up,
tindog,
stand up, tindog. Sister.
Magtindog ikaw, magtindog
Don't
ikaw.
Worry, just stand up. Yes.
Hindi ka magkabala
ka. The people
ka,
on the right
lang.
Here... Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men. Some call him. Yes, just continue to stand. We'll pray for you.
For he's my dearest friend. If you think that no one loves you, then your life is out of hand.
Yes, thank you, sister. Just continue to sign up. Yes, thank you for
lang kung gusto ni mo. Pinahanglan ni mo ang buling sa Ginoo. Iban sa inyo sa sininga aga.
And those who are standing, I encourage you to come in front.
Ang mga nagatindog,
yes, come in front because we want to pray. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Hindi ka po mahadlog. Ang mga nagatindog pala,
somebody come and accompany this stuff. No man who can. In Jesus, the Redeemer, amen. Ore karabarabarianda rabashandai.
The people we set free right now. Come,
my dearest.
Do not let the enemy prevent you from coming.
No one loves you.
May arap pa ba natin sa inyo sa sininga? Aga. Balaan ako ni Ban sa aton dere. Nagakadula lang aton nga paglaong. Pero may good news, may maayo nga balita para sa imo sa sininga aga. May ara nga makahatag sa imo sang paglaom. Kari ka lang. Si Jesus makahatag sa imo.
Because
sa
Jesus is here today.
Tungod si Jesus ari diri subong.
Now if anybody is sick,
kung sino man sa inyo
and you need a touch from Jesus,
so kinahanglan ninyo ang pagtandog haling kay Jesus.
I encourage you, please stand up also.
Bisan ara amo dira sa inyo pulungkuan kung nagambat may ginabat sa inyo lawas tindog ikaw. Tindog ka lang.
We want to pray for you.
Kay pangamuyuan kamo manamon.
The word of God says when the gospel being preached there is healing.
May ang pulong sa inyo sa gasiling ako ng pulong niya igapabantala may pag-ayo.
Come forward, come forward. Yes, those that need healing, come forward. Come, 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 come.
Upon the water.
Kari ka mo. Kaya mapangamuyuan ka muna mo.
Yes. Those of you who are sick, you please put your hand on the part that you are sick.
Kung ikaw nagkamasakit, ibutang ang iyong mga kamot sa parteng dira ang sakit ni mo.
And believe that Jesus, there's healing right now.
Balaan nagapati ako nga sa Jesus, nagapangayo.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Balaan nga, Espiritu.
Father God, we ask that you send your healing touch.
Padala ang imo pagtandog sang pag-ayo, Amay.
You know what is wrong with the brothers and sisters.
Balaan mo kung ano ang problema sa sining mga kauturan.
I proclaim healing right now in Jesus' name.
Ako nagahambal sa pag-ayo subong sa ngalan ni Jesus.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Mag-ayo ka sa ngalan ni Jesus.
Rekarabarianta rabokshandai. Heal.
Mag-ayo ka.
Heal.
Mag-ayo ka.
Flow right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus.
Flow right now in Jesus' name.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus.
And those of y'all sisters, please lay your hands on the people and pray for them at the same time. Yes.
Yes. Balaan ko nga kadamo sa aton ari diri subong sa atubang. Pero gusto kit naton nga klaruhon sa sining hapon. Madamo sa aton ang may mga balatian nga gusto kita buligan. Pero sa sining hapon ang pinakauna gid naton nga paghimuon, amo nga ang pagpaton kay Jesus sa aton nga kabuhi. Okay? Kay pagkapangamuyuan ka muna mon. Damo kamo diri nagaimpon subong ang nagbaton kay Jesus kag ang gusto pangamuyuan. Pero gusto ko subong, no? Ang mga wala pa ka baton kay Jesus bala. Nga subong mo pa lang siya batunon, bayaway mo nga kamot sa ibabaw. Yes. Subong mo pa lang siya batunon, wala ka pa kagi nga nagpangamuyo, nga nagsini ka ginupatawara ako kaginabaton ko si Jesus sa akong kabuhi. Wala ka pa kagi pangamuyo sina. O kung first time mo sa sini nga church, ibayaway mo nga kamot, diri nga, diri sa atubang subong, ibayaw lang nga yung mga kamot. But silingon, tanan na ka mo, nakabaton kay Jesus. Hindi kita magsilingo, basi. Basi na, baton ko na. Kayo ang basi, wala na. Okay? So kinahanglan naton si Jesus sa aton nga kabuhi. Okay? Ibayaw lang nga kamot kay hindi namon mahibaluan kay gusto namon mahibaluan sa ini nga aga kun sin ugit bala ang nagbaton kay Jesus sa iyang kabuhi, subong. Ibayaw lang nga kamot sa ibabaw. Ibayaw ka angay sini. Hindi pareho sini. Okay? Ang tanan anay nga kamot sa italom, ang gusto mong baton kay Jesus ibutang ang kamot sa ibabaw. Yes. Isa, dua. Okay? Isa ka kamot. Wala mo pa na baton si Jesus, gusto niyo baton ng subong. And then, aton nga team, please, kadto kita sa mga nagbayaw nga mga kamot nga ini.
Okay, so that nga matandaan naton sila.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? Sige, mag-pray kita, anay, magpangamuyo kita sa aton pagdangop sa aton nga kabuhi kay Jesus. Sunod ka mo, ha? Ang gusto magbatong kay Jesus, sunod ka mo sa akon sa sini nga pangamuyo. Mangamuyo kita. Langit nun nga, Amay, madamogid nga salamat na subong nakita ko ang paglaom. Pero nakita ko man nga ako makasasala. Nagakinahanglan sang kapatawaran. Patawara ako sang akon mga sala. Tinlui ako sang akon nga kahigko. Ginoong Jesus, ikaw ang napatay para magbayad sa akon mga sala. Patawara ako. Tungod sa akon, ikaw ginlansang sa krus. Gani subong, ginaimbitar ko ikaw sa akon tagipusoon bilang akon manluluwas kag Ginoo. Magpuyo ka sa akon kabuhi. Kag salamat nga paagi sa imo Jesus, ako nangin anak sang Dios. Kag paagi sa imo, may paglaom ako sa kabuhi. Sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen. Amen.
So, you made a very important decision today.
Subong naghimo ka mo sang pinaka-importante o kung tama ka-importante nga desisyon.
Now, Jesus is in the same boat of your life.
Subong si Jesus, ara siya sa barotobla upod sa imong kabuhi.
Always remember that.
Tandaan mo gid ina perme.
Talk to him whatever situation that you are facing.
Kun ano man ang imong sitwasyon, istoryaha siya kay ara siya.
Learn more about God.
Maghibat kilalahon pagin naton ang Dios.
The church have got prayer meeting.
Kay ang ining simbahan may ara nga pagpangamuyo.
They have got Bible study.
May ara nga Bible study.
You equip and grow in Jesus.
Magtinguha kita kag paragod kita magtubo sa ngalan ni Jesus para kay Jesus. Sige. Thank you so much gid, no? So gin thank you gid sa inyong pagkarisubong sa sini nga aga. Kag praise the Lord nga nagbaton kamo kay Jesus kag ang iban sa inyo nabalan ko nga ang Ginoo nagtandog sa inyo kag mag-aayo sa inyo. Madamo gid nga salamat. Kaga